Start your day at the Turaway, Northwest London. Thursday, 9th of Adar, 2nd of March. Rena Rav Aram Basus, Shlita, Rabbeinu Hachida. This week's Turaway is sponsored the Chved Simchas Abba Mitzvah of Yoni Stimler, his mitzvah is last Shabbos. He wrote in Shizku, her robe was Kenov, Rav Nachas, Semenu Mikol Yatzei, Chalot Sehem.
Very emotional to speak about the Chiddah this week. As you might know, the Chiddah was Nifta on Yud Aleph Adar. Leil Shabbos, Pasha Zocha. This year it comes out exactly the same timing. Yud Aleph Adar, this is the Shabbos, Pasha Zocha. The Chiddah was Nifta with Leil Shabbos. In Livorno, Italy, and his Levaya was a Motzi Shabbos, like this coming Motzi Shabbos. You can imagine this coming Motzi Shabbos, Levaya of the Chiddah. Who didn't go on that Levaya? Everyone went in the night of Motzi Shabbos, Pasha Zocha, and no one was allowed to touch the mitzvah except for 26 Talmidei Chachamim who already in advance were toivel, the mikveh, and they were the ones who were oisik in the kvura of the Chiddah. The whole of that Shabbos, everyone was saying Tehillim and learning the Ilu Nishmas, the Chiddah. And Motzei Shabbos, when the Levaya went out, there was spadim in different places, and also by the Kfura in the Beis Almin, in the old Beis Almin of Livorno. All the great Talmidei Chachamim were buried in that Beis Almin, including the Yad Malachi, the Malachi HaKohen, Rabbi Yosef Irgaz, the Baal Devir Yosef. Bekehena, Bekehena, Gedoy Le'elyon, and the chvoid of the Chiddah, can you imagine? Motzei Shabbos, tremendous Levaya, and the next, within 48 hours, is already Purim. The chvoid of Chiddah, in Livorno, the Rabbanim cancelled all the Simchas of Purim that year. Only to do the minimum, what we have to do, the Suda and the Mishlach Manas and Matanis and Avyonim, but all the extra Simchas they used to make, all the parties, all the Tarada, that normally we make on Purim, that year the Rabbanim cancelled it, Lechavoy Dachidah.
So where's this town? This is in Poland or in
Ukraine? Livorno. Livorno. Livorno is in Italy. It's a port in Italy. Very famous one. You should know about Livorno. Yeah? So this is in 1806. It's over 200 years since the Ptir of the Chiddah. I was brought the papers, but missed out one of the pages I didn't bring with me for some reason. It got misplaced. But I say from my memory. So let's speak a little bit about the malus of the Chiddah. First of all, his name. Chaim Yosef David Azulai. His name is Azulai. Yeah? He was a big yachsen, both mitzad his father and mitzad his mother. The family Azulai, he was a ben acha ben of the Baal Chesed L'Avraham. Chesed L'Avraham, Rabbi Avraham Azulai. Very famous. The Chesed L'Avraham. He wrote many, many Sfarim. This is the most famous one. He was a very big Mekubal. The family came from Spain originally, Michachim Castilia. And after the Geirish in 1492, they moved to Morocco and they went to Fez. And Rabbi Avraham Azulai was brought up in Fez, but he moved to Eretz Yisrael in 1609. And he lived in Hebron. And that's where he wrote his Sfarim, and that's where he became famous, and he's buried in Hebron. You can go to his cave in Hebron, the cave of the Baal Chesed Avraham, Rabbi Avraham Azulai. And Chiddah was a great, great grandson of the Chesed Avraham, Ben Achab Ben. And he was born B'toichichi Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, in 1720 something, in the city of Yerushalayim, in HaKodesh, which at that time was an ear, which is Molei Chachomim V'Soferim. His father himself was a very big Rav, very big Talmid Chacham. He was the Ben HaBechor, the first child of his parents. He was born after 7 months, and they thought that he was dead when he was born. He was born premature, and they thought he was dead. And it's only by Nisim that they realized that the child is still there. They managed to revive him, and he survived. And that's his Yichus Mitzad Aviv. He had a tremendous Yichus Mitzad Imoy. Chido had the best of both worlds. On the side of his father, he came from Chachmei Sfarad. Mitzad Imoy came from Chachmei Ashkenaz. His mother was the daughter of Rabbi Yosef Biala, who came together with Rabbi Yudah Chosid, not Rabbi Yudah Chosid of the Sefer Hasidim, but there was a Rabbi Yudah Chosid who was a very big mekubel, and about around the time 1700, he came from Europe together with a lot of talmidim to Eretz Yisrael. And you know the shul in Yerushalayim called the Churva. The actual name is Churvat Rabbi Yudah Chosid. That is the name of the shul. It was built Rabbi Yudah Chosid. Unfortunately, a few days after he arrived in Yerushalayim, he was nifta. And the money which they brought over quickly was, they built the shul, but after that quickly was spent, and they borrowed money from Arabs, and they couldn't pay back, and the Arabs destroyed the shul. It became a churva. That's what it's called, churva. And then it was rebuilt later on. So together with one of the Talmidim, his name is Rabbi Yosef Biala, probably from the city of Biala, and his daughter was married to the father of the Chidor. The father of the Chidor married the daughter of Yosef Biala. Her name is Sarah. And the Chidor was born from that Zivuk. Mitzad, his mother's mother was a great-granddaughter of Yeshua Falk, the Baal Prisha Vedrisha Sma. So the Chidor writes, yeah? He writes exactly his yichus. He found out exactly his yichus to the Baal HaSma, the Shulchan Aruch. So, very, very big yachsen, very big shoyish. That's number one. That's the chidah. We have to know. It comes from a tremendous shoyish. Bei mitzad ovi, bei mitzad imo. Second, his koyach mitzad atzmo. He was a yeled pele. Tremendous chochma. Tremendous wisdom from a very young age. Tremendous hasmoda from a very young age. 6, 7 years old, he was already ala Torah ala Avodah. Tremendous memory. Some say he ate certain food, because it's called balador, that gives a good memory. But unfortunately, if you have that, there's a danger. It's a sakona to some, and they say that the chidor lost the use of one finger because he ate that. It gives memory, but it takes away something as well. So he had a tremendous memory. At a very, very young age already, he was sitting by the feet of the great Talmidei Chacham in Yerushalayim. His uncle was Rabbi Yonah Navon, Bar Nechba Bakesef, and that was his main Rebbe. But others, all the Gedolei Yerushalayim, they were Rebbes. He learnt for Shtik Tzayit also by the Orach Haim HaKodesh. You might know that Orach Haim HaKodesh, who lived in Morocco, that he moved to Eretz Yisrael and he started the yeshiva in Yerushalayim called Knesset Yisrael. And he only lived about a year in Yerushalayim. He was nifta young. And the Chidor in that time, he learnt by the Orach Haim HaKodesh in that time. He also learnt by the Mekovalim in the Shiva Bet El, the Rabbeinu HaRashash, Shalom Sharabi. Yeah, he learnt by him as well. All the Gedolei Yerushalayim, he sat at their feet and he absorbed their Torah. At a very young age already, he was giving Shiurim, he was already writing Chidushim. He got married at a very young age to the daughter of a great Talmid Chacham, Reb Nissim Bracha. And he was one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim. In those days, it was very commonplace to send shlichim from Yerushalayim on behalf of the Kehillas in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chida, at the young age of 29, only 29 years old, he was chosen to be the Shaliach of Hebron, the city of Hebron, the city of his parents and grandparents, to go to raise funds for the Kehillah. This was called Shliach Italia. He went to Italy, to Germany, to France, to Holland, and to England, and came back the same route to Eretz Yisrael. It was a shlichus of 5 years. This was the first shlichus. He was 29. When he was in his 40s, he made a second shlichus, more or less the same places. This time he missed the Ashkenaz. He didn't have a very good experience in Ashkenaz that time, first shlichus. The second shlichus, he only went to Italy, to France, and to Holland. And altogether, he went to about 150 places. 150 towns. It wasn't like nowadays. People lived in London, Manchester, big towns, and that's it. In every dorf, in every village, in every place, there was Yiddish Kehillahs. Throughout Italy, Italy had Gdoile Elion in every village, in every small place. And all, he went to every single place in Ashkenaz, and in France, and in Holland. And he went on the shlichus, and he saw there on his trip. He saw the chachamim of the different places. He came into connection with them. He saw the Pnei Yeshua, for example, when he was in Germany. The Baal Pnei Yeshua, he says, "Umare panav kemalach elakim." The Pnei Yeshua he saw, and he was given the Sefer Pnei Yeshua, Sefer Moed. And he was in Italy. He saw the Baal Zera Emet, Ishmael HaKohen from Modena, the Baal Zera Emet, Shut Zera Emet, very, very famous. The Yaakov Chazak, one of the great Talmidim of the Ramchal in Venice. Vecheina vecheina. Gedoyle Elion that he saw on his travels. He picked up a lot of Sepharim as well. He bought a lot of Sepharim and manuscripts. He saw in different libraries and different things, manuscripts, and he quotes it in his Sepharim. In the Sifrei Chidos, brings from Kisvei Yad, that he saw and that he wrote. He saw, for example, in Germany, the Shas, it's called the Shas Munich. Yeah? Now, that's what we call it nowadays. But it wasn't by a certain Talmid Chochem in Germany. Yeah? It was written, like Klaff in about 1300 something. The whole of Shas, yeah, with the Masechtas Ketanus. Yeah? All in one krach. And he said, the Chidor says he didn't have much time. He was only a few days in that place, but he quickly looked through it and he said there was certain very interesting differences from our Shas that we have. And he said he would have liked to stay longer than, but that's a very famous. And he brought all these things in his Sfarim. He had a tremendous reputation. Especially the second trip, he had a tremendous covered melachim wherever he went. He was given some decors in many places where he went. They called the baby after him, Chaim Yosef David. And it was a tremendous, everyone had a tremendous experience to see and to be together with the Chidor. Even by the goyim, they gave great cover to the Chidor. At the end of this second Nesia, yeah, he decided to remain in Chutz La'aretz, in the city of Livorno. In the meantime, while he was on this Nesia, his wife passed away in Eretz Yisrael, and he married a second Zivug Sheni in Livorno. His second wife was from Pisa. Pisa is very close to Livorno. You might have heard of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. So that's very close to Livorno. And his wife came from that town, and he was mishtakeh. He lived in Livorno for the rest of his life, as we said, might be another 20, 30 years, and he passed away in Livorno. Why he didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael is not clear 100%, but what people say is Livorno found a kehillah which was mechabed tamidei chachamim. There was some great Ashirim in Livorno who inhabited him, and he felt he could bring out his Sfarim. There was a defus in Livorno, and The master, the chidosh, stayed over there, and every year, kimat, he used to bring out two sfarim, printed two sfarim every year. He wrote over 60 sfarim. You can get hold of them. It's printed kol kisve achidah. Over 60 sfarim that he printed in Livorno. And he had tamchim deraisa, people who supported him, helped him with the tzoras atfus, and that's probably the reason why he stayed in Chutz La'aretz and he stayed in Livorno. His name, Beleida, was only Yosef. That's the name his parents gave him. Chaim and David were given afterwards. Was added on later on, different illnesses, and on his first Nesia, on his first trip, he already had written a Sefer, Shar Yosef, on Maseches Horius. And when he was in Livorno, he printed that Sefer. And he also wrote, on the journey, he wrote a Sefer called Shem HaGedolim. Shem HaGedolim is like an encyclopedia of all the Talmidei Chachamim till his time. He wrote who they were, where they lived, who were their rebbes, who were their Talmidim, what Sforim they wrote. And then he wrote, there's two parts of the Shem HaGedolim. There's the Gedolim, and then there's the Sforim. And then he wrote all the Sforim that were printed, and all sorts of things, very interesting ideas that Chidor wrote, Shem HaGedolim. And he was able to write it because he had seen so many things, and he had a tremendous idea of the Chachamim and the Sforim that was in his time. And that's also a very important sefer that you can get hold of. And he printed also in Livorno. That was written on one of his trips, and he printed in Livorno. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about the Sforim. So the Chidor wrote about all parts of the Torah. So he wrote, first of all, Ala Torah, Pnei David, Kisei David, yeah? A lot of the Sforim he wrote using one of his names. So he had three names. So some Sforim is named David, Pnei David, that's Ala Torah. Some Sforim he wrote Chaim Sha'al. And some Sforim he wrote Yosef, Birkei Yosef. Yeah, the most famous sefer that he wrote, Birkei Yosef, which will come too soon. So first of all, he wrote Ala Torah, Ala Tanakh, Ala Haftoras. Then he wrote also Droshas. He used to give Droshas every Shabbos in Livorno. And he, obviously the four great Shabboses, Pasha Zocher, Pasha Zocher, Pasha Kala, Pasha Shuva, and Pasha Agadol, those Droshas, the four great Droshas that traditionally the Chachamim used to give to the Kehila in these four Shabboses. So he wrote many Sforim, and Dvarim Achadim, and all sorts of Sforim that he wrote, printed all the Droshas. Droshas Sforim. Then you have his Halacha Sforim, the Birkei Yosef, on Shulchan Aruch, Archaim, Eredea, Chashem Mishpat, Ben Ezra. Machzik Bracha, second volume, Halachas, which he wrote later on, which he missed out in his first Sefer, he didn't get around to it, or people asked him kashas on what he wrote, and he replied in Machzik Bracha, Shiuri Bracha, Yosef Ometz, also Chaim Sha'al, is Shalis Tshuvas, Chaim Sha'al, two volumes. So that's Halacha, it was a tremendous Baal Halacha, Piske Halachas, right again. And then he wrote, as we said, about he wrote on Pirkei Avos. He wrote on Haggadah Shel Pesach, Simchat HaRegel, very famous. Many Sforim he wrote on Haggadah Shel Pesach. Every facet of Torah, the Chidor wrote something. He wrote tremendous Sforim, small Sforim, yeah, for the Balabatim, yeah, Avod Zakodesh. You know Sefer Avodah Zakodesh? You gave it to me in Yeshiva. It's a tiny Sefer. Yeah? It's got about 8 Sforim in it. Yeah? And it's got Piske Halachas, Keshe Gudal, the daily Halachas. So, tremendous. Talmud Chacham and Mechabes Svarim, and tremendous. He had a tremendous hashpa on Klal Yisrael through his Svarim. So let me tell you what hashpa he had. First of all, in his lifetime already, he printed a siddur in Livorno called Tfilat HaChodesh. This was printed after his life. This was just printed about 20 years after his nifter. But it's based on the siddur which he printed in his lifetime. And when they printed the siddur, they printed with his psokim going through the siddur. So it's in the siddur, it's got all the halachas which he wrote in Keshe Gudal about Kriya Shema, about Shachris, Tfilas, about Shemone Esra, about Baruch Shoma, all the halachas as you go through the siddur. It became the most famous siddur by the Sfadim to use this siddur, Tfilat HaChodesh, in all the countries we used to use this siddur. He also wrote Tfilas, Chabad Tfilas, which he printed in that sefer, in that Avodah HaKodesh. The most famous tefillah, the Chidor, there's some very famous, which is in the Machzor, and everyone says it. No one knows it's from the Chidor, but everyone knows it. Everyone says it. For example, yeah, when we say the tefillah of the Parnosa, Leil Rosh Hashanah and Leil Yom Kippur, yeah, after that there's a Yirotzen, yeah? Who made that Yirotzen? That's the Chidor. The tefillah of the Chidor, you say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, everyone says it. In the Machzor. After you say Tashlich, there's a tremendous tefillah. Who made that tefillah? That's from the Chidor. Pein HaChidor. Every Machzor, everyone says it. The tefillahs of the Hakafas. After every Hakafah, there's tefillahs. Yeah. Who made those tefillahs? Pein HaChidor. He made those tefillahs. Which Klal Yisrael, we say him. The whole world is saying his tefillahs. So, yeah. When he was in Livorno, he wasn't a Rav. Chidov never had a position, only for a very short time, for about 5 years, he was a Rav in Mitzrayim, in Cairo, for 5 years. Otherwise, he was offered posts all over the place, in Livorno, in Amsterdam, and in Eretz Yisrael, yeah. He did not want to be Meshubba to the Kehillah. He wanted to sit Al HaTorah Vel Avodah. Even Nivana, even though he was known, he was the Godel Adai who was living in Nivana, but he never had any position. You know, Chaim Kanievsky, Zichron Baruch, this is never had any position. He wasn't a Rav, he wasn't a Poseg, he wasn't a thing. Sat Al HaTorah Vel Avodah. That's, you can imagine the Chidor was like that. And the droshes used to give in the certain shuls and whatever, not in the main shul of Livorno. Livorno has a main shul, like in Amsterdam, they had a Spanish and Portuguese. It was a Spanish Portuguese community in Livorno. And the big shul in Livorno was, Chidor never went to that shul, came out. But after a certain time, the Rav who used to give the droshes on Shabbat Shuva, he was Nifter, and they asked the Chidor to give that drosha. And the Chidor started giving that drasha from 1789 or something for the last 15 years of his life. He used to give the drasha Shabbat Shuva in the big shul of Livorno. So let me explain to you how people mechaber the Chidor. How people realize you have a Gadol Hadoyer in their midst. From his house to the shul, they made two rows. Everyone lined up. Yeah? One on this side, one on this side. The Chidor left his house. He walked between the rows, two rows of Klal Yisrael, of the Yidden. And as he passed, the people from behind, they walked behind him. And the Chidor carried on till he came to the shul. He walked into the shul first, and then everyone went inside the shul. As a cover they gave to the Chidor. Every year. Just to see that. Just Asher Ayin Ras Kol Eile. Just to be zoiche to see the cover which was given to the Torah at that time, in that place, was a tremendous thing. And by the Svadim, especially, they in all Klal Yisrael, all the places where they were, they accepted the Psokim of the Chidor, like the Psokim of the Shulchan Aruch. It was called, they say the pidgam, Mi Yosef ad Yosef lo kam ki Yosef. Meaning, from Yosef Karo, Baal Shulchan Aruch, that we accepted his psalm, ad Yosef to Rabbi Yosef Azulai, lo kam ki Yosef. We didn't have anyone like that. And what the Chidor wrote, that became the halacha in most places by his father. So, tremendous gadol, tremendous tzaddik, tremendous koich hashpo and klal yisrael ad sof kol hadoros. Ad reino on. So let me tell you now a little bit about his kavura. We okay for time?
Yeah.
So he was buried, as I said, in the old cemetery of Livorno, where all the gedolim were buried over there. In 1941, under the fascist Italian government, they wanted to use that cemetery to expand the city, blah, blah, blah. And they mechayved the Yiddish community to reinter, to remove the atzomos of the Gedola Elion, which they did. And they took about 30 graves. They took the atzomos of those graves together with the matzevas, and they reburied them in the new cemetery, and they buried by the wall of the new cemetery in a row all the tzaddikim of the Friedrich Adoyers. You can go to Livorno now and you can see, I've been there, and you can see all the gedolim over there, buried in one row. The Chidor, so there was a path, yeah, leading to the end and the wall, yeah, and then the gedolim were buried on this side of the path and on this side of the path. The Chidor is the first one. First grave, by the side of the path, that's the Chidor. That was in 1941. In 1960, the then chief rabbi of Israel, Chacham Yitzchak Nissim, he wanted to take the Chidor to Eretz Yisrael. He said the Chidor came from Eretz Yisrael. He always wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And he deserves to be in Eretz Yisrael. He shouldn't be in Livorno. We should be able to go to the cave of the Chidor. He wrote to Livorno, and they agreed that to take the Chidor, even though it was difficult for them because to have that tzaddik buried in their midst, but they understood that he was not really from Livorno. He was not one of the Chachamei Ha'ir, which they refused under any circumstances for them to be taken to Eretz Yisrael. But he was from Eretz Yisrael, so they accepted that he should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. 1960 was the Levi of the Chidor. Yeah? In Yerushalayim in HaKodesh, and Mitam HaBezdin, the Bedats and others, they were Machris, Bittel Melocha, at the time of the Leviah, and there was a Leviah of the Chidor, 1960, and he's buried now in Har HaMenuchos. As you go into Har HaMenuchos, you know the square, the beginning, where the buses come, yeah? Just on the right-hand side, you see the oil of the Chidor. And that's where he is now. Everyone can go to Daven. So, this Shabbos is a special Shabbos, Parshas Zoch. I don't need to tell you how special it is. Yeah, Shabbos for Purim, the Kriya Deoraisa, which we have to read the Zohar. But at the same time, think about the great Tzaddik, to light a candle maybe on Erev Shabbos, Lili Mishmosa, and to learn a little bit from his Sforim. Yeah, and Bez Hashem, we should be Zohar that the Zchus Marana Chidor should be Megan, all of us, but as Hashem, Abigo said it, they may remain. Hanan and Akasha may attack the Bible, that was said in Kasha. Oh, my best, the master of Yagdi to Abe Adi.
Amen.